Welcome to Jam Session Reality Era, where we're spilling the tea on our favorite reality shows. From the drama-fueled Housewives to the legendary Vanderpump Crew, we're here to dish it all out. Just a heads up, spoilers are on the menu, so listen at your own risk.
Hey everybody, it's Jeanette.
And Megan, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about The Amazing Race, Season 36, Episode 6. This episode is titled, Our Alliance Strikes Again, and I am so sick of these alliances, but we'll go into that later. So in this episode, teams are in a new location. They travel to, I think it's Cordoba, Argentina. They jump into their vehicles and they are starting their mega leg of the race. And I had a prediction last episode that the firefighters, which are the Navy blue team, or the grandparents, which are the yellow team, would be the next to be eliminated. And spoiler alert, yellow team is gone.
You were right.
I was right. But I was so sad to see Derek and Shalisa go because I loved them.
I know. I love them too.
I'm actually getting really tired of the teams that I like going home.
This is twice in a row. Actually, three times in a row, because red team went home too.
That's true. So three times in a row. Not good, not good.
No.
So let's get into our first challenge when everybody starts their race. The challenge is either Bicelita, where you are pedaling on a recycle bike, and it's basically a Peloton, and it shaves and breaks down all the plastic goods like bottles and stuff. Or there was Voladora, which is being trained by cowboy ranchers to effectively bring down cattle with their rope and balls, which I've never seen this method before. I've seen like the rope that's a circle that, you know, you swing around and toss, but I've never.
Yeah, like a lasso.
Yeah, lasso. Thank you. But I've never seen anything that has rope and balls, but whatever. Jeannie, out of these two challenges, which one would you choose? And what would be your strategy?
I think you know the answer to this.
I do. It's cows. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
I know.
I would have totally picked the bike challenge because I love recycling.
Not Pelotoning, but recycling.
Yeah, and I would have picked it because I love cycling. And I mean, honestly, there's very little skill involved. You just sit and spin. But I will say that the pink team made it look hard.
Oh my gosh. The boyfriend, like, he was struggling. And when I saw him struggle, I was like, God, I mean, how hard could this be? And then the girlfriend gets on the bike and she's like, I can't push.
Yeah, I wonder if they just had a bike that needed some lubrication, or I think they just got a bad bike.
I think so too.
Yeah, but I did hear where they said when you get to the spout of the bottle, you know, the plastic's thicker and you kind of have to keep your momentum going to push through that part. So, but they figured out if you pedaled backward, it would clear up the mechanism and they could start pedaling.
Yeah, it like unclogs it.
Yeah, so that was good to know. So bikes or cows, which one would you have picked and why? Talk about your strategy.
I don't know if this is going to surprise you or not.
Probably not.
Probably not, but I'm choosing the bike.
Oh, I am surprised. I thought you were being sarcastic. Cause
No. I'm choosing the bike. I don't know how to rope cattle.
Right.
But I can pedal on a stationary bike. Like, I know how to do that.
Can you though?
Yeah, I've done it at LA Fitness.
So Megan, why I'm giving her such a hard time is because she hates bicycles.
Oh my God, they're the worst.
It's a passion of hers.
Yes, a passion of hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But yeah, I would choose the bicycle challenge because I just feel that that would be easier in my mind because I know how to do that.
Yeah, there's really no skill. You just sit and spin.
Yeah, and if you wanted to be the one that's on the bicycle, then I'll be the person that cleans up. Like, this actually seems like the perfect challenge. Mm-hmm. I can be the person that's all clean and tidy. You can be cycling your dick off, and then I'll be feeding you bottles.
Yeah. And also, the cow challenge looked really hard because, I don't know, that just doesn't look like something I would get very easily. I'm not good at things like that.
No, in the target, it's moving.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like put in all your momentum and weight, because when they're tossing those ropes, you have to toss it a pretty good distance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Were you surprised with how many teams ended up picking the cattle roping challenge as their detour?
Yeah, I was. But I was also surprised to see, like, so many people switch. Like, the trifecta, they showed up, and they didn't even start, and they left. They were like, I'm out.
Like, what did you think it was going to be?
Yeah, and then Yellow struggled, and then they decided to leave.
I believe the boyfriend struggled on this challenge, too, the teal team.
Oh, yeah, they did, but they finally got it.
Yeah, one of the boyfriends got it, and then he had to wait for the other boyfriend. But then once you hit your 10 strikes, the both of you have to start over.
Yeah, and I think that's what was slowing down the Yellow team, too, because Shalisa was getting it, mm-hmm. and Derek was not. So,
I agree. I wanted to ask you also but who do you think the recycling bike challenge was made for?
Oh, okay. So I couldn't think of anyone specifically who was like, oh, I'm a cycler, I'm a Pelotoner, I'm a bike enthusiast. But I don't think it was meant for him, but Rob killed it.
I think it was meant for him because in football, he has to do a lot of endurance training. And if it's anything like you see on the movies, he's strapped up to all those, like, I just imagine him being strapped up to all those medical wires with tape, like, to his chest and back. And he's, like, pedaling his ass off on this bike. And he's like, let's go, baby. And the recycling aspect, I don't think that was meant for anybody. But the actual challenge, the physical endurance part, I think that was made for him.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that. And they're, like, testing his electrolytes and giving him Gatorade.
Yeah, they're just squirting it. You get Gatorade. You get Gatorade. Everybody gets Gatorade.
Science.
Yeah, science. In the name of science.
Who do you think the bicycle challenge was meant for?
Definitely, definitely Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He killed it.
Mm-hmm. The second roadblock was a challenge called Who's Got a Good Sense of Direction? And this is a multi-part question, Jeannie.
Okay.
Okay. A, would you love to do this challenge or would you be terrified?
Sense of direction. Oh, this was when they got in the car and they had to zoom around the track and then do a puzzle at the end?
Yes.
Okay. I think it would be fun.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that.
Okay.
B, do you think that you'd be good at recreating the route?
I think so.
Okay. And my final challenge, I am so mixy mouthy today. Number C, who would do this challenge?
I mean, I can do it.
That's right. You would do it.
So I'm kind of getting the sense that you wouldn't want to do this. So I'm going to ask you, would you want to do it? Why or why not?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I would hate to fucking do that.
Why?
I would be like screaming and crying and I would hate it and I'd be mad at everybody and I'd have my eyes closed, and you can't really recreate a route with your eyes closed.
You never know. Maybe you'd get in there and you'd be like, "Wee, this is fun."
maybe, but I hope that you wouldn't make me even try.
All right, I'll do it.
I just want you to do it.
Okay, I'll do it. So who do you think this dirt car track challenge thing was meant for?
I do have somebody that I think this was meant for. Okay. I think that this challenge was meant for the green team.
Oh, the boys, the pilots?
Yes. Yes, because right when one of the guys got into the car, he said he is a pilot and he's used to routes and memorizing directions. And this man gets into the fucking car and got the ride and the puzzle done in one try. One try.
That's so weird to me that a pilot is good at directions, because it's a sky. Like, there aren't any roads. There aren't any signs up there. You're relying so heavily on your instruments.
Like, well, think about it. You're flying around in nowhere in sky, and you're able to get to these locations without having roads and streets and like all this shit. Like, they get there. Maybe they know, like, this might be crazy, but maybe they just know the shift when you're shifting. They could just be like, oh, that was a 6-degree turn that we just made. I don't know. But he was in and out.
Yeah, he did a good job. I think they did it the quickest out of everyone.
Oh, absolutely. I think so too. Who did you think that the dirt track challenge was made for?
If I had to pick anyone, I would say it was meant for Danny. But Danny didn't play because he's so good at puzzles. Like the puzzle at the end.
Yes.
Like if you just got out and gave him the puzzle, he would have been like, cool, here's the puzzle solved.
Okay, I might be crazy and bitchy for thinking this. But I wrote this down in my notes and I wanted to talk about it really quick.
Okay.
Whenever they were doing the puzzle, I feel like everyone was making it so much harder than what it needed to be. Because, okay, it's a dirt track. So mm-hmm. The track has to connect. It has to connect. And, you know, and like people have pieces where it's like the road veers off to the right and then it's not attached to the street. Like, it's a puzzle. Just put all the pieces out and line up the line.
That's kind of what I was thinking too, because even without getting in the car, I think getting in the car and overthinking having to remember the route, mm-hmm. really, I feel like that would be kind of not important if you could just look at the lines and connect them and figure out the puzzle.
I feel like they were making it so much harder than what it had to be.
Yeah, Leticia, oh my God, she sucked. She was the worst. Her puzzle was so bad. The mom, she sucked too. And honestly, if it wasn't for the pink girl bailing them out, I feel like they would still be there trying to figure out that puzzle.
Oh my God. The mom was struggling with the heat in the car ride and the puzzle. Like the whole thing for her mm-hmm. was a struggle. Yeah. And I kept hearing Danny say, there's a 4-hour penalty. There's a 4-hour penalty. Do you want to take it? I think we should take it. And she was like, no. What is a 4-hour penalty? This is, I feel like, the first time I've ever heard of this. Do you know what this is?
Yes, I do. I know what this is. I can help.
Please explain to me so I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, so this is an option on every single challenge. You don't have to do the challenge. You could not do it. But the consequence is you take a penalty. And depending on the challenge determines how long the penalty is. So for this challenge, he was saying it's a 4-hour penalty. So they could choose to not do it, but they would have to sit there and wait for 4 hours before they continued on the race. And believe it or not, I've seen people take penalties before and still not finish last. So it's an option. If you really, truly feel like you can't do something, you don't have to. you just have to take the penalty.
Do you get to take as many penalties as you want?
I don't really know because I haven't really seen that many people take penalties. I can only remember a few times people have taken the penalties.
Fascinating.
So now that you know what a penalty is, do you think they should have taken the penalty?
Not necessarily, because the mom did make it through the challenge. Like,
yeah,
she had a really hard day that day, mm-hmm. but she made it through. She got through it. So had they taken the penalty, there's a possibility they would have been even further behind.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I wonder how far behind the yellow team was. If, like, let's just say they did take the penalty, which is a good thing they didn't. But I wonder if they would have still finished ahead of the yellow team. I wonder.
I don't know, because the yellow team, the husband wasn't doing that great that day.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk about that later.
All right. So were you surprised to see the light pink team get the car puzzle, but then stay behind and solve the orange team and the light blue team's puzzle for them, basically?
I was so annoyed. Like, first of all, she's crying. I can't leave them behind. Shut up. Shut up. This is not Girl Scout camp. This is the Amazing Race. I understand, like, teamwork, but at what point is this not teamwork? Because she's literally giving everyone the answers. Mm-hmm. Like, and I also feel like Rod is getting really dependent on that shit. Like, yeah. I'm starting to really see where he's kind of relying just off of everybody else's help, because why do the work when somebody else is basically going to do it for you?
Right.
That's going to mess him up.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this last episode, how we were so surprised to see the alliance waiting for each other and giving each other directions and following. And it just got even more alliance-y this episode. Just when you thought they couldn't ride or die for each other anymore, they did. They, like, took it to a whole new level.
I'm not even kidding you. When the episode started and the name was Our Alliance Strikes Again, I was like, oh, here we go again. Great.
So if you were in their alliance, would you have stayed and helped?
If I was in an alliance with one other team, then maybe. But to be in an alliance with three plus teams, hell no. Hell no. I'm getting the hell out of there. Uh-uh. Or, like, pass the torch. Pass the torch. Like, the light pink helped the light blue. Now it's time for light blue to help the black team. And I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Rod and Letitia, they used to be the orange team, but now it seems like they're the black team.
Yeah, they've been wearing all black for sure.
Yeah, so they're the black team now.
So even if I was in an alliance with three, like, okay, just like them, let's just say the three teams in an alliance together,
mm-hmm.
and I finish ahead, wouldn't it kind of make more sense for me to go on to the next thing so that by the time my other alliance people got there, I would be able to guide them into what they need to be doing? Like, you're always a step ahead.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you can still be in an alliance and proceed with the race. And then that would still be helpful to your fellow alliance people.
Well, the only thing that would make it not helpful is that Rod and the light pink team basically are following Danny and his mom, because they're such great navigators.
Right.
So if, let's say Danny and his mom got it first and they left, the other teams have no idea which detour they chose.
Right. And they could get lost. That's mm-hmm. true. That's true. Good point.
I try my hardest to have the best points. Okay, so there was a soccer challenge, but it wasn't like your typical soccer challenge. I think it looked really fun. The players got into these huge bubble body. They look like those hamster wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you ran and tried and made goals. And, like, when you bumped into each other, you would fall down and stuff.
Mm.
I think it looked fun. Who do you feel this challenge was meant for, first of all?
Rod, 100%. You know, put him on a field with some balls. He's in his element. He just boom, boom, did his thing.
You know what? I didn't even think about Rod. But you're right. Maybe the day was made for him.
And also, I don't know if you asked me this, but I would just like to tell you that I hate these balls. They do not look like fun. And I would not want to do this.
Oh.
I don't like, the balls scare me. I don't know why. They're terrifying.
Okay. So this is a challenge then that I would do. Because I feel like good. I could do this challenge. I really wouldn't want to, but I think I could do it. And I would just put all my weight into knocking people out of my way. It would probably backfire, but I would try.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to ask which one of us is doing this. So you're doing it.
I'm going to do it. I'll do it.
Okay, and also, who do you think this soccer challenge was meant for?
So I picked the green team again because I believe the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guys on the green team, it's Shane and Juan. I believe it was Shane who said that he's played soccer his whole life growing up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did remember him saying that.
Mm-hmm. But I think he also wanted to do this challenge, but the other guy was like, no, I want to do it. Like, they were actually fighting over who got to do it. But
yeah,
they ended up knocking that one out pretty quick, too. But that's who I chose for who it was meant for.
The boyfriends finished it in, like, 20 seconds.
Oh, my God. The boyfriends were so good. The boyfriends are so good at challenges.
They're just good at everything.
Everything. So... we were talking about how Danny's mom was already kind of having a hard day, you know, in the car, the heat, the soup, the puzzle, all of it. But do you think it was kind of a dickhead move for Danny, youthful, energetic Danny, to be like, hey, mom, you should do the soccer running bubble challenge?
They must not have known what was in store for them, because I don't think he would have stuck his mom in that bubble of death. The death bubble.
She had a horrible day. I keep saying it. But God, she was getting knocked around. And I'm pretty sure she started crying in one of the bubbles.
Yeah, and she was begging the people, please don't hit me.
Please. And then I felt like they started going really easy on her.
I did too. I felt like they probably felt bad.
Well, that kind of annoyed me too.
Right. Yeah, because they didn't go easy on yellow team Derek. They were hammering into him, knocking him out.
So once they finished their bubble challenge, there was another detour that everybody got to choose. And the first one was who did it? And it was finding fingerprints with the powder stuff and figuring out like a crime. Or the other detour was, what's your beef? Where you're learning about different pieces and cuts of beef and then placing them in the proper places of the cow of where they would come from, like the butt and the neck and all that gross shit.
Yeah.
I have a question after this question. Which challenge would you have chosen for this?
I would have totally wanted to do the fingerprint. Would I have been the only freaking person at the fingerprint thing?
Girl, that was my second question. Is it me? Did I miss it? Or did literally not one team choose this challenge?
Nobody chose the fingerprint thing.
What the hell? Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
I would have chose it.
Yeah, because I'm like waiting.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't even get to see it. We didn't even get to see how cool it was going to be.
No. And then when I'm doing the notes, I'm like, hold on just a freaking minute. Did I miss this part?
Yeah, and I would definitely not want to touch meat. I don't want to wait in line for my turn to talk to the meat guy. I don't want to wait my line. I don't want to wait in line to even have a board to work on. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to memorize it. I don't know the language. I don't even eat meat. I just, no. Nothing about the meat challenge sounded fun to me at all. No. Ew, no.
Mm-mm.
I hated it. So Finding Prince or the meat, which one would you have wanted to do?
Finding Prince. Like, yay. You know, we used to have that crime podcast and like we like to watch crime stuff and I've never done the fingerprint. I want to use that little, dusty tool and what a missed opportunity. I'm really disappointed in everybody.
Right.
And the meat, that seems fucking gross because like the longer it goes, the hotter the meat's getting. I bet there's flies flying around. Feel like it would be hard to memorize in a different language, the cuts of meat when you already don't even know what some of the cuts are.
Right. So were you happy or sad to see the firefighters and the girlfriends team start to work together during the meat challenge?
Okay, so you know I hate teamwork, but this one I didn't mind them working together. Oddly enough, I felt bad for the purple team because it was like odd man out because they're sitting there watching everybody help each other and they asked for help. And the mom on the light blue team was like denying her any type of help. And I thought it was really fucked up and mean. So I did not mind when these two teams collaborated.
Also, were you happy or sad to see the blue and purple team leave their meat board and the Alliance take over all the meat boards?
Oh my God. I thought that that was fucking hilarious. I didn't even think about that being an option. You know, like I didn't even think about how there'd only be, so it makes sense because that is how it is. But yeah, it's like you start working on it. You feel like you've gotten really far. You need to ask one question and now you have to wait forever. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, they got shut out of the challenge and then they had to wait. And then at that point, now the Trifecta Alliance has the upper hand again.
So we know that the yellow team went home, Shalisa and Derek, the grandparents. And typically I feel like they work together pretty well.
Yeah.
Well enough. But in this episode in particular, it kind of seemed like Shalisa was over Derek's shit and she wasn't being a very positive team player.
Yeah.
With her husband, and she didn't really have patience with him. It was, I don't know. I feel like she was kind of discouraging. And then they went home.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming Shalisa for them going home.
Right.
But do you feel that possibly not having like a positive attitude had some play into it?
Yeah, possibly. Like when they were doing that, the roping challenge with the cows, they switched because she didn't believe in him at all. Like, so instead of encouraging him and saying, you've almost got this, you got this, why don't we switch and you go first or something, like encouraging him, she's like, you're not going to do this, let's switch.
And he was like, well, I think I'm getting it, I'm almost there. And she's like, you're not, I got it, you don't. And I'm like, oh God. And then during the race challenge, when she looks at his puzzle, she's like, this is what took you so long to do?
Yeah, she's like, are you serious? This took you that long? So I don't know, I don't know how many legs they're in, and it's a mega leg, so it's twice the work. But yeah, she just seems like she'd had enough.
Oh, she definitely did. She did not have patience for that man that day.
Yeah.
So the team that went home was yellow. Were you sad to see them go, or could you care less?
I'm sad, but I am glad that now she has plenty of time to do her crossword puzzles. It was an absolute pleasure to meet them.
It sure was.
And I will miss them.
Yeah. Yeah. She probably did her crosswords on the way home.
So who do you think will be the next eliminated? Let's lock in your prediction.
So as much as I always want the light blue team to be eliminated, I don't think it's going to be them. I think it's going to be between navy blue, and possibly purple.
Oh, the girlfriends.
Purple has now popped up on my radar of people to possibly go home.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Who's your prediction for the next person to leave?
Mine is also navy blue. I feel like they keep getting lost and they keep, I mean, they work really well under pressure and they're able to, you know, get ahead again. But like, how long is that going to last? Like, when is their luck going to run out? I feel like it's got to be soon.
Yeah, I agree. You can't do this forever. There's no way.
Yeah, and I can't even think of who my second choice would be. I mean, I don't know. I'm just going to throw this out here as a crazy guess, but light pink. Maybe light pink. I don't know.
All right. All right.
Because in the preview, she's crying and they're arguing and stuff. So, but she does that a lot.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Also in the preview, it looks like they're going to be doing some singing. And maybe they're not going to be working as an alliance so much. Would you want to sing on national TV, Megan?
No, that challenge would be for you, bestie, because you have a sweet, beautiful, angelic voice. Yes, you do.
No.
And then American Idol would watch this episode and they would give you a call. And while they're on the phone with you, they would give you the golden buzzer.
Okay, so you're definitely singing. Okay, my next question is, do you want the alliance to chill?
Please, dear God, chill on the alliance thing.
Who do you think would screw over the alliance first?
In a way, I kind of feel like it would be Danny and his mom, because his mom is not about helping out. She doesn't want to do it. But I could also see Rod and Letitia being like, if they have a chance to be ahead,
yeah,
you know, I could see them breaking it up. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think my first thought was Rod and Letitia. Because then again, he's a football player, so he's all about teamwork and dream work. But yeah, you might be onto something. Light blue, he might be a little switcheroo. All right, well. Time will tell.
And in the preview, the light blue team said that they're running their own race this time. And I'm like, are you?
We'll see about that. He can't help but to help people, so we'll see about that.
I will say, I don't think he cried in this episode.
Oh my God, that means he's going to cry within the first minute of the next episode, because that's what happened last time.
I think that's all for The Amazing Race, episode 6, season 36. Do you think so?
Yeah, I think that's it. We've covered everything.
Perfect. I can't wait for the new Amazing Race to come out today.
Yeah, I think it's already available. So I don't know. I might watch that next. We'll see.
Next time when we record, we've already made a plan. We're going to go back to Vanderpump. We're a few episodes behind. So that podcast might be a little lengthy, or it could be a two-parter. Not sure yet, but Vanderpump is up next.
Yes, we need to catch up with the pump.
Pump out the pump. Download and subscribe and follow us on Instagram at j.a.m.session. And listen to us on your favorite streaming podcast system, whatever. You know what to do. Do it.
Yeah, you know what to do.
Do it now.
Do it good. Okay, bye.
Bye.